The role of a learning disability support worker. A learning disability support worker plays an essential role in delivering care to people in the community. They proactively support people by helping them learn new skills, gain confidence, and lead independent and fulfilling lives. In this article, we discuss the role of a learning disability support worker and explain how they provide unique support. What is a learning disability support worker? A learning disability support worker specializes in providing care and support to people of all ages with learning disabilities. Support workers prioritize the needs of the people they care for. They focus on providing person-centered care tailored to people's unique abilities, needs, and well-being. A learning disability support worker delivers bespoke care to people in different care settings. As professionals, they help people with a range of complex care needs to overcome challenges and lead active and independent lives. Support workers provide compassionate care and support while ensuring they help the people they serve to achieve their goals and aspirations. Learning disability support worker job description. The daily duties of a support worker vary depending on people's unique needs and care plans. This can include helping people perform daily activities, teaching new skills, and providing emotional support while assisting people to lead healthy lifestyles. The role mainly focuses on enabling and supporting people with learning disabilities to live as independently as possible. Support workers work in a number of settings, such as providing care and support in people's homes, in health and social care settings, supported living services, and in the community. What is the role of a learning disability support worker? The role of a support worker in learning disability care is to provide physical and emotional support and help individuals achieve their goals. Every individual that requires support has a unique personality, preferences, needs, and aspirations, which makes the role of a support worker varied. Support workers empower the people they serve. The role is focused on providing support so people with learning disabilities can live as independently as possible, keeping them safe and helping them make choices while ensuring they live a fulfilling and happy life within the community. Support workers also help people with learning disabilities with day-to-day tasks such as cooking, cleaning, participating in various activities, and helping people attend college or work. The type of assistance a person requires depends on their individual physical and mental health needs, and support focuses on doing things together, with people, not for people. Responsibilities and duties of a learning disability support worker. The responsibilities and duties of learning disability support workers vary depending on each person's needs. Some of the various support worker roles and responsibilities include providing emotional and physical support to the individual and their families, helping with household tasks and personal care, supporting people through routine checks and administering medications, supporting the development of personal skills, working on developing new hobbies and interests, teaching life skills, working with other healthcare professionals to ensure all care needs are met, promoting good mental health. Learning disability support workers help people form meaningful connections by aiding them in their interests and hobbies and helping them attend college or find a job. To achieve this, understanding how people communicate is vital to the support worker's job. Characteristics and qualities of a good learning disability support worker. To become a support worker, there are many characteristics and qualities you need to have, such as strong listening skills, interest in helping others, problem-solving skills, ability to adapt to different situations and connect emotionally, good time management skills, the ability to work alone and as a part of a team, the ability to communicate well with other healthcare professionals, having a non-judgmental attitude regardless of a person's needs, having strong communication skills. Qualifications of learning disability support worker. To become a support worker, you usually need a minimum of 5 GCSEs. However, you don't need specific qualifications to become a support worker, but experience in the care sector is helpful. When starting work as a support worker, you will complete support work training, which will deliver insight into the roles and responsibilities of the support work role. Even though specific qualifications are not required, NVQs or other health and social care qualifications or a care certificate may give applicants an advantage. People who may have had a personal experience may find their experiences helpful in assisting with their role as support workers. Make a difference with unique community services. Unique community services celebrates differences and embraces people's uniqueness while treating everyone with the respect and dignity they deserve. Our committed support workers provide care to people in the comfort of their own homes, 24/7. We provide tailored care for the people we support, encouraging individuals to be as independent as possible. At Unique Community Services, supporting people with learning disabilities and complex care needs to lead a fulfilling life is our aim. If you are a support worker committed to supporting people with learning disabilities and are aligned with our core values of family, impact and teaming, join us today. Our offices are in Bristol and Manchester. Contact us today for more information about our services. Latest posts. The Impact of Compassion Fatigue on Healthcare Professionals blog. Compassion fatigue is a form of physical, emotional and psychological stress that people working in caregiving roles can experience. Recognizing the read more the difference between learning disability and learning difficulty. Blog. Many people believe that learning difficulties and learning disabilities are the same. Although they describe challenges with learning, they are not. Read more. What are the 7 stages of vascular dementia? Blog. When it comes to dementia, Alzheimer's disease and its symptoms are most commonly discussed. However, vascular dementia is a complex neurological. Read more.